has to deteriorate nor come down. Your prayers never come down. Gravity pulls rocks down and feathers down and other weighty objects down, but it has never ever pulled down a fervent and sincere prayer. Ralph Erskine wrote in his gospel sonnets, "To run and work the law commands, yet gives me neither feet nor hands. But better news the gospel brings. You see, it bids me fly and gives me wings." Within this frame of reference, Red Seas are crossed every day. Lion's jaws are mysteriously locked every day, and we are led through life, the wilderness of life, every day by a power beyond our own. Therefore, if any woman be in Christ, they are new creatures. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. May God bless the proclamation of his holy word. Amen.
Let us affirm what we believe. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in the truly human Jesus to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit, we trust God, who calls us to be the church, to celebrate life and its fullness, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Creator, we give you thanks for our lives and for the world of nature around us. You have created it and declared it to be good. We are awestruck by its beauty. The intricacy of life that teems upon this planet is a constant source of wonder. Its mysteries are past finding out. Forgive us, O God, for being such poor stewards of your creation. We have not listened carefully to the voice of wisdom that speaks to us from within creation. For wisdom was with you when you created the heavens and the earth. We have not been mindful of the subtle rhythms that pulsate in the natural world, that we might live in accord with those rhythms. We have forgotten the words of the psalmist who sang out that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Forgive us, O God, that we are greedy and grabby. We have choked the rivers and streams of this fair planet with deadly refuse. We have senselessly killed far too many animals to the point of near extinction, the whale, the buffalo, the rhinoceros, the snow tiger, and countless others. We have been reckless in our use of the fertile topsoil which you give to us as a legacy of millions of years of accumulation. O merciful God, our Redeemer, we give you thanks that you have not been aloof to the affairs of your children. You have come and have acted in our history. You have broken the power of sin and death. You have established your light forever. You have created for yourself a new people out of the sharing of the elements of bread and wine, and have led the way towards new life and resurrection. You have heard the cry of the oppressed, the hungry, and the homeless. You have loved us with an everlasting love. Merciful God, our Sustainer, take not your Holy Spirit from us. Create in us a new heart and a new mind. We crave the fellowship of your Spirit, for it gives us the power to love as you love us. It releases us from the bondage of our selfish greed, our foolish quest for self-certainty that inevitably lead to war, from our worship of private property that is the very engine of poverty. Oh, break upon us, three-person God, that the light of your church may not be extinguished, but shine as a beacon of hope that stands in the world at the brink of war. We pray in the name of Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
our God, send down upon us thy Holy Spirit, we beseech thee, to cleanse our hearts, to hallow our gifts, and to perfect the offering of ourselves to thee. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and evermore. Amen.